This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, that's all.
Mum?
Yeah?
It's Scott.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah, you?
Not really. Do you know any good lawyers?
Why?
Because I'm being arrested.
What do you mean you're being arrested? What do you mean you're being arrested?
I'm being arrested now.
Why?
Because I bought an Orbitrack elliptical glider, you know, off that shopping channel?
Yeah.
And I forgot to pay for it. And now they're arresting me.
Who's arresting you?
The police are arresting me. Oh, no. Oh, God. Mum?
Yeah?
Could you speak to the policeman, please?
Yeah.
All right. Please.
Hello? Hello, madam.
Hello?
Have you got the Orbitrack elliptical glider?
Has Scott not got it? It's obviously a mistake.
Well, we've searched his house. He's hiding it somewhere. It's fairly obvious.
Don't tell him anything, Mum.
I don't really understand what's going on.
He's being arrested, madam.
What's he being arrested for?
Because he has not paid for an Orbitrack elliptical glider. It is therefore stolen. And on top of all of that, we have just searched his new house and we have found livestock in his house.
What sort of livestock?
In his house, according to the itinerary I have in front of me, is one cow and six pigs. There are various farms nearby, village farms, and we believe that he may have stolen the animals from the farm up the road.
So what are you actually arresting him for? Theft?
He's arrested for the theft of the Orbitrack elliptical glider and keeping livestock in a house that doesn't belong to him, and that will carry a sentence of 4 to 6 years.
What do we do now? Can you tell me what the procedure is? What happens now?
Do you know anything at all about the livestock?
I know nothing at all about livestock.
Well, at the moment, we are arresting your son and taking him into custody, where we will proceed with our interviewing techniques.
Well, I need... I
Mum?
Do you want one more chat with him?
Yes, okay.
All right.
Mum, I've got to go. This is my last phone call. All right, I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Good afternoon, Nuttall.
Oh, hi. Could I get an order number, please?
Yeah, okay. Who's calling?
Oh, I just need to get a pen. I'm not very well at the moment. I'm in bed. Can you just hang on a second?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
I'm stuck.
Hello?
I've got an adjustable bed, you see, and I think I've just pressed the wrong button.
Are you okay?
No. Can you help me? The bed's folded up and I'm stuck inside it. Oh. What should I... Have you ever had any experience of fold-up beds?
Well, there's usually some sort of lever or button that you can push to release it. Can you find a button or a lever?
What, press a button?
Is there a button there?
What, this... yeah, there is. I might be able to reach it.
Try that.
It's gone tighter!
Well, don't press it anymore,
you told
then.
Me to press it!
No, don't do that, then. Is there a lever? Maybe a lever you could pull.
No, there's just this button. Shall I press the button again? Will it release me?
No, I don't think that's working, is it? Don't press it anymore.
Every time I do it, it gets tighter.
No, don't do it anymore.
Well, I'm stuck. How do I get out?
Is there nobody there with you that could help
you? No, all I want is an order number.
Is there no one there that could
help
you?
No, I need
you?
A wee. I need a wee.
You need to get someone there that can help you.
I need
you.
A wee. What do I do? I need a wee.
Hold on.
Are these beds electrical?
I don't know.
If I wet the bed, do I get electrocuted?
Hello?
I found another button. Shall I press it?
Yeah, try that.
Will that release?
That's got to be the one, isn't it? Try that one.
And my pants are wet. Let me press this one. Here it goes. No! It's moving! The bed's moving! I'm stuck in the bed and it's moving!
Hello?
Not the stairs! Not the stairs! Please, not the stairs! Not the stairs!
Hello? Hello, Scott, is that you? Are you playing with me?
Hello. Sorry, Mum. Gotta go.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, is it possible to speak to Mrs. Mills, please?
Speaking.
Hello, is that Mrs. Mills, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Hello, I'm phoning from Cable and Wireless. It's just a courtesy call, really. I'm just phoning to check that you got our letter.
No, I haven't received any letter from you.
We sent you a letter. I think it was dated the 28th of April. It was about cleaning your phone lines.
No, I haven't received anything.
Oh, you see, because today's the big clean-up day. You didn't get the letter?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
All right, well, can I explain to you what it was, then? Well, I've got you on the line if you've got a minute.
Yeah, okay then.
Okay, because today's a day where we clean all the phone lines in the Southampton area. It's kind of like a bit of a spring clean to get all the dirt out the system. And it's really simple. It won't take much of your time. It'll take about 20 seconds, to be honest. I'm sorry to disturb you and I appreciate if you're busy.
Okay.
Now, the only problem is, when we start cleaning the line, some dust or grime could come out of the handset, so you need to be aware of that when you're maybe using the phone after or while we're doing the clean-up.
Right.
You know the bit you speak into and the bit that you hear out of?
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
So there might be some debris, you know, dead skin and stuff lodged in the kind of nozzles and stuff that you speak into and that you hear out of when you use the phone.
Yeah.
We don't want you to get that over, you know, clothes and furniture and stuff like that. So what we need you to do, if that's okay, is to get a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And then just place it quite tight over the earpiece if you can, and the mouthpiece, so you don't get any muck coming out.
Okay, what, do you want me to do that now?
If you've got one handy.
Yeah, hold on a second, I can grab a bag. Just
brilliant,
a minute.
Thank you.
What, you want me to put it over the handset now?
If you've got a bag there, maybe split it in two if you can and place one over the earpiece and one over the mouthpiece.
Okay.
And then that'll prevent any debris from even getting in your mouth and stuff like that. It'd be terrible.
So what, do you want me to put it over the bag and still speak to you or what?
Yeah, if you can put it over the mouthpiece and put it over the earpiece, and then we can just check that it, you know.
All right. Okay, I'll do that now then.
Thank you.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Is that okay?
Is that okay? That's perfect. Thank you very much. That's the clean done.
All right then.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Mills.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye then. Edmund
Nuttall,
hello.
Oh, hello. Could I speak to Mrs. Mills, please?
Speaking.
Mrs. Mills, it's Mike from... You brought your Nissan Micra in for service.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I need to... we need to do some work on it, but obviously I need to run by the work that we're going to do with you so you can approve it before we do it.
Okay.
Your tyres are on the wrong wheels.
The tyres are on the wrong wheels.
Have you changed any tyres recently?
No, I haven't.
So you haven't touched the tyres?
No.
Now, you see, the problem is you've got a front tyre on a back wheel.
All right.
And obviously that can be dangerous because it's different pressures and everything, they're different sizes.
What, you need to change them over then?
We just need to swap them all around. So that's
right.
£10 a tyre, so that'll be £40.
All right, okay.
Is that all right?
Well, I suppose so.
Okay, now then, Mrs. Mills, how long has the metatarsal been broken?
The what? What is that?
You've definitely broken your metatarsal, so you really should have that fixed.
What is that exactly?
It basically makes the car a lot smoother to drive. So you must have realised recently that it's been a bit bumpy to drive.
No, I can't say that I've noticed.
Well, the metatarsal's broken, so it means you're kind of getting a bit of a bumpy ride at the moment. Whereas if we fixed it, it would be a lot smoother for you. So you must have noticed that it was broken, did you not?
I didn't notice, but if you're telling me it needs doing, then you'll have to do it, won't you?
Well, should we do that? Would you prefer a smooth ride to a bumpy ride?
Well, smooth ride's always good, yeah.
Okay, so a new metatarsal is £27.50.
Okay, so what are we up to now?
So, well, oh dear, hang on a minute. I haven't got my calculator with me. We're up to £67.50 at the moment.
All right, is that it then?
No, one more thing. When did the car last have a service?
I think probably about a year ago.
Did they mention at the time anything about removing the gearbox?
No, they didn't, no.
Because at the moment, you do not have a gearbox. You have the stick, but you don't have a box.
Oh, right.
And obviously, it is working with just a stick, but if you had the box as well, then it'll be perfect. So, shall we install them for you?
Well, I guess so, if that's what you're telling me I need.
Yeah, normally we would advise customers, because of new government regulations, to go for 3 gearboxes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, if that's what you're saying, that's fine.
So they're £40 each. So for 3 of them, that's £120.
Blimey.
So this is a list then. We'll change the tyres so they're on the correct wheels. We'll swap them back round.
Yeah.
We'll give you 3 gearboxes. And, of course, you need your new metatarsal.
Okay.
Okay, so that, in my reckoning, Mrs. Mills, comes to £187.50, and then your car will be as good as new. And that's labour and everything and parts and all of that all included.
That's the whole bill, is it?
The whole shebang.
Well, if that's what you're telling me, that's what needs doing.
So, shall we go ahead and do that? New metatarsal, 3 gearboxes and swap the tyres, yeah? We'll go and do that work.
I guess so.
Okay, thank you very much for authorising that, Mrs. Mills.
Okay.
All right, we'll ring you when it's ready, all right?
All right, then.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, then.
Good afternoon, Nuttall. Is that Sandra?
Yeah.
Oh, Sandra, my name's Miles Connor. I'm calling from ITV Celebrity X Factor.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you watched any of it this week?
I saw the first one, that's all.
So you know that Chris Moores from Radio 1 is on it?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, we've got a slight problem this evening in that Chris has gone down ill.
Right.
And in negotiations with ourselves and with Radio 1, it's been agreed, and Scott has very kindly agreed to do this, that Scott will stand in for Chris this evening.
Okay. He's actually agreed to it, has he?
He has agreed to it. It's a combination of Radio 1 suggesting him and us at ITV thinking that he would be the best fit after Chris to do tonight.
So you're going to put Scott on instead of Chris Moyles?
So Scott will go on tonight instead of Chris.
On the X Factor?
Yeah, on Celebrity X Factor. Now, obviously, Chris has his family in the audience and stuff.
Right.
If we were to get a car down to you, would you be able to come up and be part of the audience for him tonight?
Yeah, of course I would.
So you're available?
Yeah.
Good, that's very good, because as well tonight, they're doing 2 songs. They're doing a song on their own.
Yeah.
And then it's Mother and Son. Chris and his mum were going to do Sonny and Cher's I've Got You, Babe. And that's what Scott is still going to do.
So you want me to do a duet with Scott, I've Got You, Babe?
Yeah.
Right. I don't think I can do that.
We just need to know at the moment, do you know the lyrics?
I wouldn't say I know them 100%.
Babe, I got you, babe.
I don't think I can. I'm not a very good singer.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Babe, I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent.
I can't remember the rest.
Oh. One more time. Babe.
Babe, I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
Do you think it's possible, then? If we can maybe fax the lyrics over to you or email the lyrics over to you,
yeah,
and then we'll send a car down...
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. You don't have to get yourself here.
So you want me to do that?
Yeah. Would that be... We'll try and get a car to you for between 5:30 and 6.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So okay. Scott will do one song on his own and you'll be in the audience, and then you will be brought on later on in the show to sing...
Do a duet
with him. Is that okay?
Well, if Scott needs me, I will be there for him.
Okay. One more time. Babe.
I've got you, babe. Yeah.
Okay, we'll sort the car out then, Sandra, and we'll see you later.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What the hell is going on?
What do you mean, what the hell's going on?
Something's going on.
Why?
Just the way that everyone is being with me in here today is strange.
And are you all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
Oh, because like at the start of the show, maybe he seemed a little bit worried.
Oh, what now, right?
Really?
So, here's where you tell me what is going on.
You haven't normally, you know, we talk about everybody else on Radio 1. Maybe, you know, you and me have mentioned Joe Wiley a lot recently over the past 2 or 3 days, haven't we? But, and I'd have right. thought we'd have continued that today in the first half hour or so, but you haven't mentioned her at all, have you?
No.
Is that because of a phone call you got earlier?
Maybe.
Right.
Right.
And for that, so you had a phone call earlier, and for that reason you decided not to mention Joe Wiley. Yeah, is that kind of the gist of it, would you say?
Yeah.
Right. I've got somebody who wants to talk to you. If you just put that button up there, go on. Say hello.
Hello.
It's your gullible mum.
No!
Hello, Scott.
Oh, no.
Who's gullible now?
Oh, no.
So, for the past, what, 6 weeks, 2 months, you've been going on about how your mum would fall for anything and
yes.
everything, yeah? From you getting arrested, me being stuck in a fold-up bed. Edith got her to put a plastic bag over the phone, didn't she, for cleaning the phone lines? Yeah. She had that broken metatarsal in her car, and we managed to flog her 3 incredibly reasonably priced gearboxes at the time. And then, of course, last week, we managed to convince her that she was going to go on X Factor to sing I've Got You, Baby.
Which yeah. everyone thought was very cool.
Yeah. Now, following all of those, my inbox has been full of people suggesting revenge from your mum. One of the ones that doesn't speak has had lots of emails suggesting how your mum could get revenge. So it was only right, eventually, that she got her revenge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you got a phone call earlier, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did.
From a big boss
from
here
at
Radio 1.
Yeah.
Hello.
Scott, it's Reese here.
All right.
How are you? Have you got a couple of minutes, mate? I just need to talk you through something.
Oh, okay.
We've got...
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
All right, just a minute. All right, sorry, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a bit of a problem kicking off at the moment with the press office.
Right.
What have you been saying about Joe Wiley on the show last week? Is there something, the Mad Moose thing?
Oh, yeah, we called her, well, she started it, really, by saying there was, she said she wanted to know if people were calling her a Mad Moose behind her back, because there was something in the paper about,
Did you insinuate that Joe had slept with senior management to get her show, though?
No.
Are you sure
Not at
about
all.
It? Are you
no,
sure
no,
about
no,
it?
No, 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 no. We had a laugh around it, but as far as I can remember, I don't think that we said about... no, because she kind of said it herself. She said, "Oh no, I've not ever slept with any senior management." And we just played that bit out on air, I think.
Okay. Well, the problem is she's not very happy about it all,
right?
And she's kind of convinced that the Mad Moose is actually her. Do you think it's her?
No, I don't know really. I've not heard it before.
Okay. Well, the problem is it's getting a bit worse because she knows Victoria Newton at the Sun quite well.
Does she? Okay, yeah.
And apparently she sold Victoria Newton a story about you trying to get off with her. And I think...
Off.
No. And I think they might be running it tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I think the Sun are going to run this story that you tried to get off with Wiley.
They're going to say in the Sun that I tried to get off with Joe?
Well, yeah, according to... I mean, Joe's already spoken to them, and she said it was after a DJ dinner and that she was staying in a hotel.
Right. No, the thing is, to be fair, we always do get together after the DJ dinner for a couple of drinks or something, because we just generally escape after a while, but,
Yeah, the problem with that is she's told the Sun that you went back to her room, that she went to the bathroom, and when she came out...
She's told the Sun that I went back to her room?
Yeah, and that you were just lying there naked on the bed.
What?
I know this is what she said.
That is rubbish.
Okay, all right, well, this
she's
is...
She's talking...
Well, this is the press office. And she's also, she's gone into quite a big description of you, saying that you've got a tattoo. And it's all
I haven't got any tattoos.
Well, she says that you've got one.
Oh, this is...
She says that you've got a tattoo and an anchor with the words Hello Sailor above it. Have you got a tattoo?
No, I haven't.
Right.
Okay. What, she's talking absolute...
They're probably going to contact you through the press office, and they might want a quote from you as well.
What do I say to that?
Well, it's probably best that you say something like you had a few drinks and that you misread the situation or something.
But I did, but... hang on a minute, someone's come in, hang on a sec. But I've never ended up in a... I mean, I've ended up in a hotel, but I've never been to a room.
Oh, I think you just need to say...
Actually, no, I did go to a room once, that's not true, but nothing like that happened.
Yeah, the problem is,
she's married. I know, you know what I mean? I know.
The problem is, who are people going to believe? It's going to be you or Joe Wiley. The problem is, if you deny it, you're kind of accusing her of being a liar.
I'm not going to say I did it, because I didn't.
Well, why don't you just say that it did happen and you're really sorry and it'll all blow over quite soon?
I don't want to say that it happened because it didn't happen.
I just think to
smooth... Is she just doing this as a big joke or something?
No, she's not. She's really upset.
She's so upset that she goes and tells the papers a load of...
Well, that's what happens when people get upset, Sam, doesn't it? Listen, I'll come down and see you in the studio in a bit, all right?
Okay.
All right, mate.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I'm so glad that's not actually true. This is One.
National. Radio 1. So thanks, Laura. Thanks, Chopper. And thanks, Mum.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.